Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, but Ron, if we didn't have you, then we wouldn't have the Rock and Ron Expo.
The Rontourage.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
And here we are, looking into the future once again. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my awesome friend and kick-ass co-host, Chris Sinzak. Brother, are you ready to look into the future with me?
Yes, sir. As always.
Heck yeah, man, because this is one of our absolute favorite things to do, because it's so important to let people know that rock and roll and heavy metal music is alive and well in 2024. We're going to prove it to you once again here today with 10 of the freshest, rockin'est tracks you're going to hear of bands most likely you probably have not heard of, but we have vetted these bands and they all kick ass, and you're going to find some cool new stuff here today because, hey man, we love the legends. Of course we do, but we got to keep this music alive, and so to do that, we got to give love to the bands that are doing it for us. Now, before we get to all that, man, you guys have been coming through on the reviews and recommendations lately. I got to tell you, we sure do appreciate it so much. And today, we got one in here. It's a Podchaser review. It's got all five pink stars. It's from our old friend Starsky. You guys remember Starsky? He did the old Decibel Geek, This Is Your Life, way back when. Still one of my absolute favorite episodes because, man, he brought up stuff that we hadn't even thought about. So if you want a snapshot into what the Decibel Geek Podcast is, go back in the archives and take a look at that one. But Starsky's a man who's never short on words. And he left us this awesome review, and I gotta read it, even if it takes me an hour.
It's a great review.
All right, here we go. Starsky reviewed us right down to the episode, like we always tell you can do on Podchaser, and he's reviewing the best and worst of Warrant. Like I said, five stars, and it goes like this. I love Warrant, and I had a blast listening to this Warrant discussion. For their debut album, Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinkin' Rich, I would have to choose Down Boys. So Damn Pretty, and the title track is my favorites. Worst for me would be In the Sticks and Riding High. I was a freshman in college when Cherry Pie was released, and my first time ever seeing Warrant in concert was when they opened up for Poison on the Flesh and Blood tour. I actually saw them twice on that tour. For me, this is a really strong album from top to bottom. Favorites are Uncle Tom's Cabin, which really showcases Janie's songwriting ability. In my opinion, one of the top three story songs of the hair metal era. Also, Mr. Rainmaker, Song and Dance Man, and You're the Only Hell Your Mama Ever Raised. Weakest would be I Saw Red, a great ballad, but I prefer Blind Faith. Dog Eat Dog, a turn to a much more serious songwriting style for Janie and the band, but a monster of an album. Favorites would include Machine Gun, Hole in My Wall, Bonfire, Bitter Pill, and like Aaron said, Warrant Thrash, Inside Out. Hard to pick a weak track, but I would have to choose Andy Warhol Was Right. I actually saw Warrant a couple of years after the release of this album in a small club in Salt Lake City in 1994. I actually helped catch Janie Lane when he stage dove into the crowd. Ultraphobic was kind of a mix between Dog Eat Dog and Warrant's version of grunge. The only songs I have on my iPod from this album are Undertow, Family Picnic, Ride Number 2, and Stronger Now. I completely agree with Chris and Aaron. I would love to see someone like Miranda Lambert, with her marriage, then breakup, from Blake Shelton, take the song Stronger Now, make it her own, and make it a huge hit.
Hmm.
I gotta scroll down a little bit.
Damn you, Starsky. But thank you.
Yeah. All right. Where did I leave off? All right. Here we go. Blake Shelton. There it is.
I never thought. This is the first time and probably last that Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert will ever be mentioned on this show.
Oh, shit. We've been Blake Shelton rolled by Starsky. It's a trick. It's a trap.
The heavier side of Blake Shelton coming soon. I have eaten at his restaurant.
All right. I have one word for belly to belly. Meh. The only song from this album that's on my iPod is Angry Young Man. I don't like my warrant sounding like a mixture of college rock plus grunge plus coffee house rock. No thank you. As always, Chris and Aaron put out a great best and worst episode, and I look forward to many, many more in the future. Holy smokes, thank you, Starsky.
That is how it's done, folks.
Very good.
One of our most popular episodes ever in the history of the show. Already.
Yeah? Oh, wow. Nice.
It's gotten like major numbers for us. And this was totally an off-the-cuff decision. Like, we're like, we haven't done a best and worst in a while. Okay, which one? Let's do Warrant. Okay.
Yeah, and, pretty much.
And everyone just fucking loved it.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. I like that, man. See, I'm telling you, we're bringing it back. 2024, it's the year where it all turns around, man. And you're going to kind of see that today because we've got a lot of young bands that are just kind of kicking off between this year and last year. We got some good stuff coming our way in the future. I think we're on the crest of that wave, man. We've been flying the flag for so long that it's finally happening. Rock is back, baby. I love it. Yes, sir. So, you know, we did that. Everybody loved it. And then, shit, the last time around, we talked to Charlie Kendall, the Butcher from Metal Shop. That was so awesome, man. So cool. I'm so glad you hooked up with him and got him to come on the show with us.
Yeah, but still kind of can't believe we got to talk to him and pick his brain for a while and get the stories and, of course, get the bumper that we wanted for so long. And great to that. And go on to RFK Media and look at the Metal Shop gear section. Yeah. I bought a coffee mug yesterday. I can't wait to get it.
Nice, nice. That's funny to think about that. Like back in the day in radio, and it was always on Metal Shop where it'd be like, I'm so-and-so from this band, and I'm so-and-so from this band, and I'm so-and-so from this band, and you're listening to Metal Shop. And that was the thing you'd always do when you interviewed somebody, was get them to do that for you. And we've never done that before.
It's very rare we ask for that.
And then, yeah, I can't remember if we ever have, I guess. I don't know.
A couple times, once in a while.
Yeah, way back. Okay. So when we asked Charlie to do that, it was pretty awesome.
Oh, well, yeah, we couldn't let that opportunity pass because, like, that voice saying it, man, that just made my whole life. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, very cool. So we had a great time doing that with Charlie. Like Chris said, that merch is out there. You will look so fine when you're wearing your Metal Shop t-shirt. And then the next day, you wear your Decibel Geek t-shirt. Whew, your life is going to be amazing. So we always take the time to thank the people that help us spread the word about these fine episodes that we're putting out there into the rock and roll universe. And a great way to do that is if you're on the social media. You'll see that we post it every time there's a new episode. You'll see it for this one, Fresh Blood. Oh man, I can't wait to get to it. When you see that, whether it's Facebook, whether it's X, wherever you're at, you see it, you got to share it, you know, share it on your page. Let your friends and family and loved ones and fellow rockers know about what we're doing here on the Decibel Geek podcast. And the cool thing about it is when you do that, you get included on the list. Oh, yeah. The list of the most awesome people on the planet. I'm talking about Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Rock and Ron Runyon, Kristen Schimbeck, Mark Alden Taylor, Freeform Rock Podcast, The BS Sessions, Brent Tibbetts, Thunder Fucking the Deadly Romantics, Pantheon Podcast, Anthony Roush, Tom Logsdon, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Dave Meyer, Kevin Northern Music, John Phillips, Sit and Spin with Joe, Boris Petrovsky, Thor Bjorn Olsen, David Glenn, Aaron Baker, Shane Aber, Al Horda, B. Be Cool or Be Podcast Out, Mike Parnell, David Cathy, Ralph Vieira, Bill Wang, Will Honeycutt, Dawn of the Rising, Joshua Toomey, In Obscuria Podcast, Remembering 103 KDF, Nashville's Best Rock, Darren Parkin, Mike Stewart, Joseph Capone, Shay Hargett, Cesar Atondo, Victor Ruiz, Ernesto Aguiar, Jay Shabluski, Bill Elam, Kevin's on Fire, Tom Smoke Belmondo, Vet Halen, Whiting Guitar Works, Keith Rockford, Eladio, Nathan North, Grayson Gallegos, Focus on Metal, Håkon Bergstad, Scott Crouch, and as always,
The Mooger Fooger. Oh, yeah. Those are our people. The ones that love us so much, they help us spread the word about the rocking and rolling that we're talking about right here every single week on the Decibel Geek Podcast. Big shout out, as always, to Pantheon Podcasts. Holy man, they're adding new stuff all the time. If you haven't checked out Pantheon lately, the idea is they decided they were going to take all the best music podcasts in the entire world and put them all in one place. That is Pantheon Podcasts. That's the reason you're hearing us here today. And, you know, give them some love. And you got to keep checking back with them because they're always on the hunt for the best music podcasts. And they're constantly adding to their repertoire. Oh, yeah, you like that. They're the best thing going today. And they bring us to you. And we bring you the rock. Oh, yeah. Hot and fresh. Still sizzling. Still steaming. And we're going to lay it out here for you today. Chris, are you ready for fresh blood?
I'm always ready for fresh blood, and I'd like for you to go first because to have the playout song.
No, I don't think so, sir.
No?
Nope. Okay. You're definitely going first because mine's going to have to be the playout song because we have to talk about your last song.
Okay.
Yeah, that your last pick deserves some discussion, I think.
Oh, am I going to get skewered for that one?
Stay tuned to find out.
That's a yes. All right, well, I guess you're going first then.
No, you're going first.
Oh, I'm going first.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay.
I must insist.
Okay. Oh, I might get skewered for a lot of mine. You could tell I was in a strange mood this past week when I picked these songs. So,
yeah, you got some far-out stuff. I even got some far-out stuff in mine, too.
But I was in 80s mode this past week, and you can tell by my picks this time. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff that harkens back to the 80s with a lot of my picks, but they're all newer bands. So my first pick is a band called Wings of Steel, founded by vocalist Leo Unnermark and guitarist Parker Hallab. The two musicians crossed paths in April of 2019. They were studying music in L.A., and they've been writing together ever since. I think this band would definitely fall in the new wave of traditional heavy metal movement that is going on right now. High rangy vocals, cannon-like drums, giant epic riffs, soaring leads. What more could you want? Their self-titled EP was released in 2022, and their first full-length album, Gates of Twilight, came out last year in 2023. From that album is a huge slab-o metal for you. It's Wings of Steel with Liar in Love. Shining ice in the dark. Nightmare. can check out all things Wings of Steel, including tour dates, music, and some really awesome merch at wingsofsteelband.com.
Hell yeah, man. That's cool. I like that. It's got like Ronnie James Dio, almost Lizzie Borden style vocals to it. The guitar playing's awesome. Pretty killer, man. I dig that. That is a throwback for sure.
That's one you want to just crank up really loud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to have a lot of that here today. I got one for you. Oh, this is pretty cool. So I was searching for new stuff, as I like to do, and I come across this band called Whiskey Scenario. And I'll just tell you what Metalheads Forever, the website, says about these guys. Whiskey Scenario, featuring powerhouse vocalist Ben Roseboro and multi-instrumentalist Jake Then, is proud to announce its debut album, Bullet on the Rocks. Comprised of swaggering rock anthems, the album is a soundtrack to the trials and tribulations of modern life. It asks hard questions and delivers the answers with soaring vocals, crushing drums, and squealing guitars. Rock and roll is rooted in the tales of rebellion and freedom, love and loss, heartbreak and triumph. I couldn't have wrote it any better than that.
Press release 101.
Yeah, Bullet on the Rocks is a testament to having a great time making bad decisions. That's poetry right there. Poetry in a review. You got to love that. Nice work, Metalheads Forever. This band is pretty kick-ass, man. I don't recall exactly how they came on my radar, but I compile a list when we're not doing Fresh Blood, so that when Fresh Blood comes around, I have a list of bands that go, oh yeah, I meant to check them out. And this was one that I'm sure glad I did. This one came out back in July of 2023. The album's called Bullet on the Rocks. The band's called Whiskey Scenario. And the song is also called Bullet on the Rocks. Check it out. Yeah.
Very raw, but I liked it.
I like it too, man. And, you know, I've kind of noticed over the last few years, like, remote recording is becoming more of a thing. I know that's been a thing for a long time, like back on the tribute albums and stuff, they do it like that. But it's like last year when we talked about the band Seven Ravens, how they had done that for years with like cassette tapes and CDRs, you know, mailing stuff back and forth to each other because they were friends and they wanted to continue to write music together, but they grew apart. These guys, kind of the same thing. They were best friends growing up, played in bands together, but eventually, you know, you grow up if you don't make it, and they grew apart. And through modern technology, now they're able to create together again, which is pretty damn cool.
So it's just two guys.
It's just two guys. The one guy's singing, and the other guy is doing everything else.
Well, this is another entry for Elsie and Baco's idea of Two Dudes Fest that they had on their show recently.
Yeah, yeah. May I present Whiskey Scenario for your consideration for Two Dudes Fest?
I got to tell you, I'm thinking about doing the Two Dudes Fest thing for Rockin' Pod. It's very economical. It's two guys to pay in each band.
Finally, Local H is coming to Rockin' Pod.
Local H, Whiskey Scenario, and Royal Blood.
Yeah, there's a few out there. But yeah, pretty rockin', just straight up kick-ass rock and roll. I like it. 2024, hell yeah.
I like that. All right, well, we're going to head to St. Petersburg, Russia for my next pick.
Wow.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
No.
Blazing Rust was founded in 2014. Their first full-length album, Armed to Resist, that totally sounds like a Russian band name, Armed to Resist, was released in 2017. And their latest release, an EP called Red Triangle, came out in 2022, another very Russian-sounding title. But I'd like to focus on their 2020 release called Line of Danger. And take a listen to the title track, and I think you'll agree they're pretty great.
Running, you're running.
is just enough mix of melody and metal for me, and you can purchase all of the Blazing Rust discography over at Bandcamp.
Yeah, I listen to this, man, and I think, wow, that's totally European metal for sure, but it's got some tones of Randy Rhoads' guitar in there. Like, you can listen to that and know that that guitar player is a Randy Rhoads disciple because he's got the tone, he's got the style. I picked that out of there. And I love the breakdown in the song, the guitar right. breakdown about partway towards the end. That's pretty fucking chugging and cool, man. Russia, you know?
Is this this might be the first Russian band we've played, isn't it?
I'm certain we've never purposefully played any Gorky Park.
No. Bang!
So maybe it is.
I kind of liked that Gorky Park song at the time. I hate to admit that, but yeah. I did.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but that's pretty cool, man. I like it.
So I'm not getting skewered on that one.
No, that's awesome. I really like that one a lot.
All right. What do you got next?
Okay, so let's see if I can get skewered a little bit. Oh, shit. This band's been around since 2016. It's new to me, folks, so we're going to include it here today. I guess this is what you'd call goth glam horror rock. From England. Oh yeah, let that sink in for a second to what this is going to be. This band is super popular in the UK. They retired in 2018 in like really dramatic style. Like they took off their jackets and hung them on the microphones and said, not only is this the last show of the tour, this is the last show we're ever going to do. Exactly 1 year later, they return to the date. That's pretty cool.
That's original.
Yeah, in 2022, they opened for Alice Cooper and The Cult in the UK. They've released 3 full-length studio albums, including the most recent, 2023's Sanguivore. Sanguivore? You know what that means?
No idea.
It's a bloodsucker, an animal that drinks blood. These guys are very... Well, you know, they got a little typo negative kind of vibe to them a little bit, but they're not typo negative at all. This is pretty cool, and it's really different. So, for your listening enjoyment, this is Creeper with Lovers Led Astray.
Lovers Led Astray. It's so an early grave. Is it inhuman to believe the God might bleed the same as me when love is dead to an early I led astray into an early grave. She sent our souls to her.
It sounds like Peter Steele decided to form a melodic rock band.
Yeah, I thought it's like...
It's great, though. I like it.
It's like Depeche Mode if they had balls.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
Or the Smiths or something. It's got.
But like, I really hear Peter Steele in the vocals.
Yeah, well, that's because I think because this guy's a vampire, too. Yeah. So, you know, vampires always have those distinct vocals, and so... That leads me to believe the lead vocalist of this band is also a vampire.
Or it's like the Count from Sesame Street decided to start a band.
Yeah, a really good band. It's pretty
one.
Cool, man. No, I dig it. It's different, that's for sure, but it's cool. I like it. It's got a good vibe to it. Creeper. It's got a cool logo. It's a cool name. How's Creeper never been taken? It's wild.
The video's cool, too.
Yeah, video's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty awesome. Something new for you to check out. And just like everything, with all these bands we play here today, man, the least you can do is give them a like on their social media. You know, give them a follow. So that way when they're coming to town, you got the heads up on it. You'd be like, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to see this band called Creeper, and you should come with me. And then you take your friends with, and they go, you're like a kingpin of this town. You know all the secret great bands, and they'll never have to know that Decibel Geek is your secret.
We're like your secret dealer.
Yeah. What do you got for me today? Oh, man, I got 10 fresh cuts right here.
All right. So my next one, this band has influences that include Nothing But Thieves, Royal Blood, Queens of the Stone Age, Muse, and Foo Fighters.
Okay. I don't know what this is going to sound like.
They are a power trio from Scotland. They're called Anchor Lane. Their first album, Casino, came out in 2020 and was very much stripped down on that record. But I love that they've released singles in between, but as they've progressed, they've gotten more bombastic in their sound and in their production. And it's like, you know, a lot of what you hear that's released these days is just 100% brick-walled. There's not any dynamics to it. But this band, you're going to hear real dynamics in the production. And I'm one of those people where production does matter to me. Sometimes I love it if it sounds like it was recorded in a cardboard box. Sometimes that works for that band. There's other times where you want it to be super slick because it just makes them that much stronger. And I think Acre Lane really hit on something in 2023. They put out Call This a Reality, which was their album. And this one almost made my top 10 for the year. It was right on the edge. And it's a great collection of modern melodic metal, and it's a real headphones album. So put some headphones on before you listen to this. It's the lead-off track from Anchor Lane, from Call This a Reality. It's called Stutter.
You paint your picture so pretty. This distorted view. Don't know what I'm missing. I want to believe in. I know that I. High school boys drool. Feel your self-esteem drowning in the swimming pool. Cause you're in the deep end. What to do with the weekend? Thinking of what a scene. A plastic tears, but the way that you used to look. People with
keep up with Anchor Lane at anchorlanemusic.com, and they actually have a real website that is great.
Wow. Holy shit.
Like that one?
That's insane, man. The guitar playing is... Holy shit. What a unique band.
Yeah, this is probably the most unique thing I'm picking this week. Everything else is a little derivative, but I think they kind of stand on their own, and, you know, I love that they mention that they are influenced by Muse. Because Muse is one of those bands that I really want to get into. Because musically, they do a lot of great stuff. But their vocalist has always ruined it for me. Not that he's a bad singer. I just hate the tone of his voice. And this almost sounds like Muse with a singer that I would want to hear. Because there's a lot of similarities to them and Muse.
I don't know shit about Muse. So I don't even know what I would compare this to. I can't think of anything. It's really kind of its own thing.
I can hear a little of the Queens of the Stone Age in the guitar tone.
Yeah, maybe.
It's stepped up on the production, though. It's like there's a lot of production going on in this.
When I'm first listening to it, I'm thinking like, oh, I don't think I'm going to like this. I don't think I'm going to like this. But then as the song goes on, it's like, okay, you know, I'm kind of feeling it now. And then it goes into that little pre-verse where it sounds like he's singing through a McDonald's drive-thru. And then it's like, oh, that kind of takes you out of it. But then it brings you, you go right back. It's a good song, man. It's different. It's cool. I like it. I think I'm going to check out more of that band.
Well, it was one of those where I kept wanting to put it into my top 10 because every time this song would come on my playlist, I'm like, damn, this song's great. But then I would listen to it longer, and I'm like, is it really for our audience? Because I don't know, and I want to hear what you guys say in the comments, because I wonder, like, did I do good picking this? Because to me, I love it, but I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, we always like to know, like, when we're playing something on Fresh Blood where it's new to you, if you dig it, if you're going to follow that, if you go see them live, if you want to buy their album, you know, if we actually turn you on to something. Or, on the other side of that, if we play something that's too freaking weird, which we've been known to do from time to time, you can let us know that too. You know, that helps. You guys help steer the ship. We always said that.
Through the stormy sea.
Uh-huh. Hope is indeed lost.
Well, especially after you hear my last song, apparently.
We shall see. Yeah. All right, so I got one I'm pretty damn sure everybody is going to love. This is a brand new band. They're very young dudes, really young. So I'm reading their bio, and it's like the drummer, you know, I've been playing drums since 2020. Ooh. It's like, oh, that's impressive if you're 16 years old, which they might be. I don't know. They're really young dudes. They are from the UK. I don't know a whole lot about them. I know this is their debut EP. It came out sometime last year. It's called A Piece in Our Time. This is a band called Jailer. That's J-A-Y-L-E-R. This song gives me good feelings. Good feelings like summertime in the 70s. So good. I think everybody's going to universally love this song. But you can tell me in the comments if I'm wrong. But I don't think you will after you hear this. Like I said, it's Jailer, and the song's called Take Me Home.
We're walking down the line.
I know you had to love that.
I did, and it really caught me off guard because musically it starts playing, and I'm like, okay, I think I know what this is. And then the vocalist comes in, and it's not at all what I expected.
Yeah. No, where it's like, cool.
Usually that's where you get the raspy guy that comes in, and it's the whole Southern rock vibe, and I love that. There's a lot of that going on, especially in England right now.
Yeah.
But this guy has such a nice, smooth voice, and then the harmonies come in, and they're really awesome. It's really unique. Like, it's got that 70s musical vibe, but then it's got these really brilliant vocals and harmonies behind it. So it's definitely the most unique thing I think you picked this week.
Yeah? Wow. I thought Creeper was going to be the most unique.
Well, I mean, Creeper's unique because it's got that kind of vampire theme to it, but it's also a straight-ahead rock and roll song.
Yeah.
This is a straight-ahead rock and roll song musically, but I think the vocals make it kind of give it its own little character.
Yeah, it's good for sure, no doubt about it. And like I said, that EP is available. I think the only place you can get it is at their website. These guys are not very well known. They just got started. It's jailer.co.uk to check them out. And look at us doing a service to our brothers and sisters in the UK, letting them know about Jailer. If they don't already know, this band's playing all over England all the time. If you get a chance to check them out, go do it. You know, just like Chris Hoskin, our good friend from the UK, tells me, hey, man, because of you guys, I'm going to go check out Ugly Kid Joe. And he went to the concert, had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Saw him in a little bitty club, man. I was so jealous. I thought, wow, man, you got a good spot. And he's like, yeah, I'm almost at the back of the club, looking at his photos. I was like, holy shit, man, I'd love to see that band in a place like that. But it's pretty cool to know, because we talk about Ugly Kid Joe here on the show, that we got friends way over across the ocean listening to us and checking out Ugly Kid Joe live for the first time and having a blast. So, you know, this whole Decibel Geek is a worldwide thing, baby. Rock and roll taking over the entire thing.
That's awesome. And like, you know, Sweden for the longest time has been really the stronghold as far as stuff that we seem to find for a lot of these shows that we do. But I will say, man, England is catching up fast. There is so much good new rock coming out of England right now that they're really starting to go neck and neck with Sweden on stuff.
We got some good stuff going on here in the States, too. Don't forget about us.
Oh, we do. But I noticed that my head gets turned a lot by those two countries.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And speaking of Sweden, the next band that I'm going to play is, and I, just on this band's name alone, I didn't want to like them.
Just on this band's name alone, I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Well, I saw the name. I'm like, this sounds annoying. The band is called The Lightbringer of Sweden.
Yes.
It's like, that's just the most hilarious band name. And this was in contention for my best of 2023 also. They were formed in, well, Sweden in 2017. It'd be funny if they were like formed in Boise or some shit.
Nice.
The band's released several singles, but they also have put out two full-length albums, 2020's Rise of the Beast and 2023's The New World Order. So this band might be made up of conspiracy theorists. I could be right on that. The sound and production on this album is stellar. It's a fun album to listen to, start to finish. It's a really strong mix of melody, really hard riffs, and then amazing lead guitar on this whole thing. Lead singer Herbie Langens has a really distinct, dramatic voice, and it works for me. I'd be interested to see what the comments are on this song, because this one could go either way. He's also performed with Avantasia, Voodoo Circle, and Firewind, so that kind of gives you an idea of what to expect from this. I love this song. It's The Lightbringer of Sweden with a great song called The Caveman.
shit.
Something else, right?
That's epic. Wow. Man, that guitar solo's killer. Whew.
Oh, it just sounds great. And if you want to keep up with them, they do not have an official website, but they're pretty easy to find on social media.
Yeah, the Lightbringer of Sweden. No other band is going to get their names mixed up with that one.
Yeah. We're the Lightbringers of Nashville, but Decibel Geek just rolled off the tongue better.
These guys are like serious Tenacious D.
Yeah, that's really well stated. I hadn't thought of that, but that's pretty much perfect description of them.
I like it. I want to check out more of that. Holy shit.
The whole album's good.
Yeah? Right on. All right, so we're getting right down to it. And before there could ever be any doubt, let me remove it. I am an idiot. Okay. Yeah, total idiot. So I put together this list and I sent it over to Chris and I find five bands I think I like that I've never heard of before. And, you know, I got this one. I go, man, Hate Zero. Do I know this band? Is this an old band? Have they been around for a while? Like, this name is like in my head for some reason. Oh, what the hell, man? It's cool. I like it. I'm going to play it. So then I get to going and looking like what other songs they got. And what comes up? A Friday Night Live from years ago with Rock and Ron, where the three of us are on there and we are really buzzed up.
We're
being pretty damn funny. And we do a Smash or Trash on there.
Oh, we did on this band?
With the band Hate Zero.
I have no memory of this.
Oh yeah, watch the video. You'll see why there's no memory of this. We did a Smash or Trash on it. We loved it then.
We did. On this song?
On the same exact song that I picked.
Oh my God. And that means I would have been the one who picked it.
Right, exactly. So wow. You know, and sometimes when we used to do the Smash or Trash, you would pick kind of funny stuff too, and people
intentionally
shit on it. Yeah. And so this was actually a good one that you picked. And you know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, I wonder if I just was meant to see that video of us with Ron one time, because I had forgotten all about it and it's been years. And it's just a clip that Ron must have made of us just doing the Smash or Trash segment talking about Hate Zero.
Wow.
And it's awesome, man. I miss that guy so much. And I was thinking about him because I got something going on. So I was thinking about, I mean, I not personally, but somebody really close to me. I was thinking about Gary Corbett. And I was thinking about Rock and Ron, and I was kind of bummed out because I miss them guys so much, you know, and the fact that they both, you know, were afflicted with cancer, and that's what took them out. And, you know, I guess I'll say my dad's got some stuff going on, and, you know, I was feeling kind of depressed about it all. And then, you know, it's funny that all worked out the way it did, because then all of a sudden I look and there's Ron, and he's smiling, and we're laughing. And we're having a good time. We're cutting up. And it's kind of just what I needed.
Yeah.
Kind of funny how things work out that way sometimes. You know, it's just, it was meant to be. So it's a power trio from South Bend, Indiana, influenced by everything from Sabbath and Alice Cooper to Pantera and Faith No More and all kinds of other stuff. Man, it's heavy and it's cool and it's got a real kick. We loved it then and we still love it today. So here you go. Hate Zero from the album 100 Proof Apocalypse Rock. This is a song called Babylon.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Heavy. I like it. Really heavy and cool. And they got a bunch of cool songs.
I like that. I'm really mad at myself for not remembering doing that or hearing this before, but I enjoyed it. And kind of has like reminds me a little of like 90s Prong. Remember Prong?
Yeah, Prong. At the time on the video, I compared it to Helmet.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's like 90s kind of metal thrash type stuff.
Yeah, I like it. I dig it. It's cool. And it's funny because, like I said, you know, that video was just, it was there. And I just like, what is this? You know, I'm looking at Hate Zero stuff, and then there's a picture of you, me, and Ron. I'm like, what is this doing on here? And I was like, holy shit. And I watched the video, and I'm like, oh, wow. We actually kind of reviewed this band once before.
So we've concluded that Hate Zero is a pretty good band. Uh-huh. We all miss Rock and Ron.
Yeah.
And we both have early onset dementia.
Well, self-inflicted that night, I think.
It's all alcohol. It's all alcohol. But hey, we had fun, right?
Yeah. Ron with his big old jug glass, his big mug.
Got to put that ice in there, right, Mighty K?
Yeah, ice it up. So right on. Pretty cool.
Okay, so now we're at the moment we've all been waiting for, right?
Well, I guess so.
That Aaron's been waiting for, apparently. This was going to be the playout song, so I'm interested to hear what Aaron has to say. So I'll do the spiel, and we'll intro it, and then we'll listen to the song, and then we'll hear what Aaron has to say. So it's time for the mandatory Frontiers release. Oh, and speaking of which, did you see the big Frontiers news this week?
No, I guess I must have missed it.
So I'm sure you're well aware that Alessandro Del Vecchio is the guy who kind of helps perform, write, and produce damn near everything Frontiers puts out, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's leaving the label.
Hmm.
He announced he's departing Frontiers and going to work. He's got a handful of bands he works with that he's going to continue with, but he's got his own projects and he's leaving the label. So this could be good or bad, depending on what you think of Alessandro Del Vecchio. A lot of people give Frontiers a big knock because everything kind of sounds the same because it all goes through him.
Yeah.
I personally kind of like that sound, so I've always been okay with it, but I get why people criticize them for that. So should be interesting to see what happens with Frontiers going forward. And yeah, we're doing Fresh Blood and this is not fresh, but the new End Machine record, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They've got the right guy singing for them.
Nice.
So this is a Frontiers release that came out last year in 2023. It's a band called Nitrate. They were formed in 2015 in Nottingham, England, another English band, with bass player Nick Hogg. And they're kind of melodic AOR rock, inspired by the late 80s rock scene. And writing and production contributions on this from Paul Lane from Danger, Danger and the Defiance. And also Rob Wild from Midnight City and Tiger Tales. So that gives you an idea of what you're going to hear here. This, in my opinion, is the greatest Rocky montage theme song that was never in a Rocky movie. But I love this song. This is Nitrate from last year. It's the title track, Feel the Heat.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And Aaron disagrees with me. I like it.
You're cheating. You're not supposed to be playing stuff from 1984. You're supposed to be playing stuff from 2024.
Oh, we wouldn't have a show if that was the case.
Fuck, man. This is Fresh Blood, not Iron Eagle soundtrack.
Come on. That's a great song.
Boy, it's funny, man. That's something else. I don't think I would even like that in 1984.
Well, this is why we differ, you know. You get certain things from me, certain things from Aaron.
So cheesy.
In a good way.
I get it. I get it. It's funny, though, but I get it, I guess.
All right.
Kind of weird.
Let us know what you think in the comments. Did I overstep with this one, or is it right on for this 80s Rocky montage sound?
Oh, it totally is. Like I said, that Iron Eagle, yeah, it sounds like one of those songs. Like if you played it for me and said, what year do you think this came out? 2024 would be probably pretty far down the list of my guesses.
Okay, but let me make a point here. So stuff that sounds like the 60s, oh, that's cool, it sounds like it's from the 60s. Stuff that sounds like the 70s, that's cool, it sounds like it's from the 70s.
Well,
stuff that sounds like the 80s, oh, that sounds like it's from the 80s. Fuck that. Why?
No, not in particular, just this. Because there's a lot of stuff that sounds like it came from the 80s, even stuff that I've played here today. Right. But, I mean, that's, oof.
All right, well, you played Eddie Munster rock, so let's go.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely did do that. So we're all over the place here on Fresh Blood, but that's kind of what it's all about. And when we do this, like I said, it's a very, very important reason. It's to keep hard rock and heavy metal music alive. Yeah, we got all the legends. They're in their mansions. They're having a good time. But we got to keep watering the seeds for the flowers that bloom tomorrow. Talking about these bands we're talking about here today. You know what? If you found something on here you liked, at the very, very least you can do is give them a like on their social media and find them on YouTube. All these bands are on YouTube. Find their channel and subscribe to it. Even that helps. You don't got to spend a penny for that. But if you really like these bands a lot, they all have music available. Support them and give yourself something too at the same time. Feel good because you're supporting an up-and-coming rock band, but at the same time, you're getting something awesome in return, and that is their music. Maybe their t-shirts, their concert tickets. Keep an eye out when they're coming to town and keep up with these bands. If we don't show them love today, they're not going to be around tomorrow. Never forget the lesson of the very first Fresh Blood episode. 10 fresh new bands from 2011 or whenever it was, and they're all dead now because they couldn't survive. You know, it's tough for bands nowadays. So more importantly than ever, if you like something, you love it, you got to support it, you got to treat it right so it can continue to treat you good for many, many years into the future. And that, my friends, is what Decibel Geek and Fresh Blood is all about. So give these bands some love. I got one more for you as we wrap things up here today. Any closing thoughts from you, Mr. Sinzak?
I like my Rocky montage songs, and I don't care who doesn't. And I'll stand on a bar and proclaim it.
He don't care. He don't care. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there listening to this that probably love the hell out of that, too.
Somebody else has a burning heart. I'm just saying.
Oh, I can feel the heat, all right.
I also don't like the band name, though. Nitrate, that's like the main ingredient in hot dogs, so I don't know what that says.
Oh, yeah. Now it just got a little bit cooler.
It's that Wiener band from Sweden.
It's a Wiener joke in their name. I love it. Give them a chance.
Feel the heat.
All right. So let me tell you something else that I love. I love bands that understand rock and pod. I love bands that understand podcasting. You know, at the last Rock and Pod, we were introduced to all kinds of cool, fresh bands. Bands like Guillotine and Lost Circus. We've played Lost Circus on the show before. Everybody liked that. And another band we got to meet at the last Rockin' Pod was a band called River Ghost. Mm. Pretty cool guys, man. I talked to them for a little bit, and they did a great episode on the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs at podcast live from Rockin' Pod. That was really cool. Pantheon Brothers right there. Check them out. And this band, man, they're pretty awesome. They've been releasing singles since 2022. They're kind of like Aerosmith meets the Black Crows, but with a vibe all their own at the same time. The vocals are powerful. The guitars are on fire. But I love how the bass and the drums drive these songs.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, you know? Talk about secret identities and day jobs. You know, a lot of times I'm at my job, I'm doing my thing. I don't expect anybody to recognize me from Decibel Geek Podcast, you know? But every once in a while, like this certain day, I run into a guy and I'm looking at him like I know you from somewhere, but I don't know where. And he's looking at me like I know you from somewhere, but I don't know where. And between the two of us, we were able to hash it out and realize that we'd met at Rockin' Pod, and this was Craig from River Ghost. And I was like, holy shit, yeah. When are you guys coming out with more music? And he said, we're actually working on something right now. They're working on this song. And I said, holy shit, man, when it comes out, you got to let me know. Now I ran into him one day, and he's like, hey, man, our song's coming out tomorrow. And I was like, finally, I can't wait to hear it. And then I did, and it was awesome. I love it when you meet a band, and they're super cool, and then you listen to their music, and it kicks ass, and it makes you feel good. Like, hey, I want to support these guys because they're cool. Thank you for making it easy by giving good rock and roll.
And it's so much better when they actually sound good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, now I'm going to have that uncomfortable conversation.
Right, yeah. Thought you were going to play the band on your show. Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. I was going to, but Chris Sinzak wouldn't let me do it, that motherfucker.
You don't sound nearly enough like a Rocky montage. It doesn't work.
That's right.
Did Craig come up to you and go, hey, aren't you that guy from Decibel Geek? And you said, yeah, I get that a lot.
I get that a lot. Yeah, I do. I do. So, yeah, this is what it is. The band is called River Ghost. If you were at Rockin' Pod, the last one, then you already know these guys. So you've probably been waiting for this. Well, here it finally is. Rounding out today's Fresh Blood right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast, this is River Ghost. And a tune called Rolling In. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Another night of getting caught up in the crossfire. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.